Minister Caesar provided background information on the project, which he said is aimed at creating a production platform which will target several commodities for import substitution, among other measures.
It is definitely a joyous morning for several farmers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines as it pertains to assistance being brought to the farmers as a result of the hard work and a grant from the Zero Hunger Trust Fund. Approximately 4 months ago, there was a meeting held in the constituency of North Leeward, and the decision was to establish a production platform in that particular area where we will be targeting several commodities for import substitution and also to produce several commodities to reduce the national food import bill. I am happy that we are able to deliver the first tranche of 1,500 sacks of fertilizer that will go towards assisting farmers in production.
Minister Caesar said an analysis of the local food import bill revealed that food import costs can be reduced if several commodities are produced locally.
When we analyze the food import bill of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we recognize that we have a food import bill as of 2020 of $200 million. If we are to discount half of this, because some of these commodities cannot be produced in St. Vincent and the Grenadines because they are grown in different regions of the world where temperature levels have to be different. Therefore, we are down to probably $100 million worth of commodities that we can produce locally and no longer import. This is very important not only to the farmers and producers in North Leeward, but producers throughout the length and breadth of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The Agriculture Minister said work will be done with farmers this year to put measures in place to commence production of some commodities locally.
We are currently importing $500,000 worth of English potatoes on a monthly basis. There are several areas and regions in North Leeward where we can grow this commodity. And it is the quest of the Ministry of Agriculture to work with Ikadria farmers to ensure that we produce these commodities locally. We are going to see a commodity approach adopted this year, whereby several farmers will be selected. Persons who have lands, we will do the soil testing on these lands. We would look at the temperature levels where these lands are, and we would also address and assess the issue of rainfall, where there is no irrigation in place. So we are going to work with these farmers throughout this year. This is just the first phase of assistance. The second phase of assistance will be to have the technology transfer to grow these commodities.
Minister of Agriculture, Sabota Caesar. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.